TNT vociferously arouses me from my dreams. With a start, I feel my heart pounding faster than Superman can run. Outside, hammering is clamoring, and it seems the battle to return to sleep has begun. Breathe, calm down, relax. Think of things people do on their backs. Stargaze, cloud watch, get it on. No, think of relaxing things, how a bird sings. The calm, soft rain brings, watching the sunrise at dawn. The radiator clangs and clangs rapidly like machine gun bangs, and I'm alert. I am told the building's so old that they can't replace it without an ordeal. Given my frustrations, renovations couldn't hurt, but I pretend the clangs are drum beats on steel. The beats blur into a song, and soon an orchestra's playing along. I drift away like a ghost, though ghosts don't really exist. Great, now I'm trying to resist conjuring up a list of fictional creatures I like most. Goblins? Unicorns? Hobbits? Anyway, why does construction start at 7 a.m.? And what's up with them doing maintenance at 9? And pounding knocks next door, or weird noises from the floor, or the neighbor's dog yapping like its life's on the line. My cat jumps up, pleading to play, ignoring my snoring, imploring to stay on my chest, scratching my face all over the place. Somehow I manage not to awake, but his pawing and clawing end my rest. So I roll and I make some space for him to take. His purring soon ensues, and it woos me, and slowly I lose consciousness. Once again, deep into sleep at last, obstacles all are past. I'm falling oh so fast, engrossed animatically when an alarming thing occurs. My alarm goes off and stirs me permanently, and sleep deprived is